From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Texas has been slowly reforming its criminal justice system over the past decade. This year, lawmakers are looking to make more changes. Scores of bills have been filed in Austin that seek to change how police, courts, jails, and prisons do business. And there's one name that's hovering over a lot of the discussion. That name is Sandra Bland.
Hundreds mourn the death of Sandra Bland.
Police arrested Bland during a traffic stop.
She was moving to Texas for a new job at her alma mater.
2 days later, the woman was found dead in a jail cell.
A routine traffic stop gone wrong.
Bland's 2015 death in the Waller County Jail caused protest and sparked questions about policing and jail policies. It led to the firing of the state trooper who arrested her and to a nearly $2 million payout to her family. Last week, Representative Garnett Coleman said Bland's experience provides a roadmap of problems in the justice system.
We're here to provide solutions to the challenges in criminal justice that many say should be reformed. And because of that, I filed House Bill 2702, the Sandra Bland Act.
The Houston Democrats' proposal is sweeping, a 55-page bill that would revamp the state's racial profiling laws and overhaul arrest and jail procedures. Its reception by law enforcement has been mixed. One police association called it misguided. Coleman says he expected pushback.
You know, this hasn't been a very popular thing to do.
The future of the Sandra Bland Act is questionable, but one issue it tackles is likely to draw a lot of attention in other legislation, and that's keeping people out of jail before their court date when they pose no risk to the community. Matt Simpson from the ACLU says Bland's story is instructive here, too. After all, she was in jail because she couldn't afford the $500 bail to get out.
The Sandra Bland case was a real reminder that having someone go to jail and just sit out their time may not be the best way to handle, you know, pretrial detention. If someone's going to appear in court, we may not need to stick them in the jail for an extended period of time, particularly if they're low risk.
Senate Criminal Justice Committee Chairman John Whitmire, a Democrat, is expected to introduce a major bail reform bill later this week. The industry is expected to oppose the legislation, but Derek Cohen from the conservative Right on Crime campaign says there's bipartisan support for changing the system.
If we look at just the number of people that are in the jails across the state, just waiting arraignment or waiting a trial without any risk justification, we're talking about probably tens of millions of dollars across the entire state going right down the drain for that.
Other proposals run the gamut from preventing people from being jailed for the most minor of crimes to marijuana decriminalization and a range of policing reforms. Nearly a dozen bills aim to rein in civil asset forfeiture. That's when law enforcement agents seize property and cash from suspected but not convicted criminals. Cohen says that means they're taking citizens' property without actually proving that it was used in a crime.
The criminal element of it is alleged, but not necessarily substantiated to the same degree that an actual criminal complaint must be substantiated.
Another big bipartisan push looks at 17-year-olds in the justice system. Right now, Texas is one of a handful of states that automatically treats them as adults. Advocates on the right and the left say those 17-year-olds should be treated as juveniles and sent to juvenile detention facilities that have more rehabilitative services for them. The ACLU's Matt Simpson says there's broad agreement that it'll reduce recidivism and benefit those kids, but that may not be enough for it to pass.
I think that the debate is it going to be expensive and do we have the capacity? Not, is it the right thing to do?
Simpson says experts predict long-term savings from the switch, but it comes with a hefty price tag up front. In a year where Texas has less money coming into its coffers, costly measures may not become law. Simpson says that describes a lot of criminal justice reform proposals. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.